This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And joining us live, meteorologist Andy Parker with a look at everything that's coming today. You know, we're all getting ready for it, Andy. It's one of those days where, all right, the holiday, people aren't really paying attention that much, and Monday might get back in the swing of things, and it's like, oh, man, like here comes the weather.
Yeah, it comes sweeping in, literally, and what we've seen are the temperatures, the first sign of things to come. We were in the 50s. It actually hit 55 degrees at around 4:30 in the morning, but now we're into the 30s and we're headed for a flash freeze. Any of the puddles from yesterday, as we dip below 32 rather quickly, it'll become frozen outside. And then the wind, of course, you've keyed on that. We just hit a 52 mile an hour wind gust, a sustained wind of 36 out of the airport, and we'll see those increase throughout the day. This is not the maximum. This is the precursor to what will likely be some pretty good gusts between 55 and almost 70 miles an hour today.
For different areas of Western New York, is this going to hit differently? And depending on where you are, the time at which it hits might be a little different?
A little bit. The timing of the wind is going to be pretty equal for everybody, but the speed of the wind, the maximum wind gusts are going to occur along the lakeshore in Dunkirk. They're going to be blowing right along the length of the lake. So that means anywhere along the lakeshore from Dunkirk, Silver Creek, Hamburg, all the way up through and right funneling through the city of Buffalo. Some of the strongest gusts will continue up into the north towns between Buffalo and Batavia. That's where we're expecting to see 65 to 70 mile an hour wind gusts rippling through from about 9 a.m. this morning until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Those are the peak wind speeds. Interior sections of the southern tier, you can pretty much drop off about 15 or 20 miles an hour off of those max gusts, but it will be enough to break branches and bring down power lines. When we reach this level of wind speed, anything in excess of 60 miles an hour, it is almost a certainty that we will find some power outages developing because of that.
Okay, we're watching out for those, maybe the uprooted trees too, with some of that soggy ground. The whiteout conditions, something we've been talking about a lot, Andy, and it looks like for Buffalo, for some of the north towns even, that we're not expecting too much snow, but later this afternoon, the whiteout could be an issue.
Well, here's the thing, Brian. It's not going to fall gently and stack up nicely so you can go take a ruler and put your get a measurement on it, but it will be blowing sideways today, and you've keyed on it. Now, this does not begin with a big wall of snow. What will happen is we'll find snow bursts out there right now, still some rain showers mixing in with the wind, but that will eventually switch over to flakes. As that does, we'll have these bursts of snow that blend in with the wind, but nothing that's going to be a super problem for you this morning. As far as the roads, they're still wet. But what we're going to find is as the temperatures drop, and then we start to see a lake band develop, and there's almost an Arctic front that's going to slide across the area. That will intensify the snow, and it will produce whiteout conditions because it's going to arrive with the peak winds. So you get winds 50 to 70 miles an hour, and then you have a moderate snow in there. It is going sideways, and as that snow band slides by, it will essentially halt traffic at times. I think it's going to be a very big disruption. It will start in the north towns and then work its way down through the south towns and into the southern tier during the afternoon.
So that's what we're watching out for this afternoon. Once that passes, the snow passes through Buffalo and kind of settles down in the southern tier. I know we still have the wind, but are there any other major worries for the metro area, for the surrounding suburbs today or over the next couple days?
Look, the snow totals today are going to be very unimpressive to a lot of people. I mean, we're not going to see any feet of snow. As a matter of fact, most areas are only going to see about 1 to 3 inches of accumulation during the day on Monday. So it's really that snow burst that's going to be the problem. Following that, what we're going to have are these snow bands that set up in portions of the southern tier. And when I say southern tier, I should include the deeper south towns. It's going to take a diagonal that comes across the lake and enters it around Evans, Eden, and then goes southward down the Dunkirk and then inland through some of the deeper south towns, the Boston Hills, Metrocataraugus, Chautauqua County. That's where we're going to see the intense snow through the overnight and then into Tuesday. Now up to the north, these strong winds are going to bring the snow bands off of the upper lakes, so Huron and some of the in Georgian Bay. So we'll see some snow bursts from time to time up to the north as well through the overnight and into Tuesday, but they won't have the same intensity that the ones in the southern tier have. I think down there you're looking at around 6 to 10 inches of snow by the time you're starting to get things going on Tuesday morning. Up to the north, in some spots, maybe 3 to 5 inches by the time you get to Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay. So, you know, that's, you said not impressive for today for most of us, but, you know, by the time you roll around 24, 48 hours from now, look, I mean, after not having to use the snowblower for a while, I think anything that's worthy of cracking it out might impress some people.
Yeah. If you took the wind out of this equation, Brian, it would not be a huge disruption for us. But the wind at this level is going to complicate things a lot. And then the lake is something to watch today, too. With all that wind, you're going to see some flooding along Route 5. We have about 7 to 10-foot waves. Combine that with an 8-foot storm surge that is coming. That means the car wash on Route 5 will be in effect, and portions of the waterfront in downtown Buffalo will become submerged as well. We'll have elevated levels on the Niagara River as well.
Yeah, I know we're kind of done with the rain and the temperatures are dropping, but so we still have some flood concerns in some spots?
There is. At this point, it's lakeshore flooding, and we were watching some of the creeks. They did peak. They were going to come to bank full. Cazenovia was running out in front of everybody else, but as the temperature drops, the runoff begins to slow. Generally, those creeks have about a 6 to 8 hour maximum. So once you get the rain, 6 to 8 hours after that, it takes that long for the feeder creeks to get into those. So they will peak and then begin to recede as well.
Okay. Well, all good info. We're glad to have you. And if anyone has more questions for you, where can they reach you?
Anywhere on social media, just type in my name. Just type in Andy Parker Weather, wherever you follow. And if you want to get a text or something like that, you want to ask a question, it's 503-ANDY, 716-503-2639. Type the word weather, and we'll get right back to you.
Easy enough to do. Andy, thanks so much. Andy Parker, meteorologist with us live here on WBEN, giving us the update, what we need to know.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.